the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, today, we hope to have Dr. Cass Ingram on, but if we don't, we'll talk a little bit about... Do we have Dr. Ingram there? All right, fine. Hello, how are you? Oh, we're still trying. Okay. Well, anyway, of course, it's very difficult for the average individual to believe that people would put things into our water or into our injections or, expose the American people to things that are definitely hazardous to their health and will destroy certainly their health. And yet, if you read the book, The Impact of Science on Society, by Bertrand Russell, and I believe it's page 51 or 53, he talks about by the use of diet, injections and injunctions, we'll be able to, mold the minds of the people in the exact terminology so that they will never turn against what the people of authority want, and so that we actually will never have to worry about them opposing the programs put forward by government. Words to that effect. And then, of course, later in page 103, he actually talks about how if we could simply have a black plague sweep the earth once in every generation, then we wouldn't have to worry about procreation. People could procreate as much as they want. We wouldn't have to worry that there'd be too many people in the world. If we could only have a black plague, and he's not, cautioning against it. He really wants that. That's Bertrand Russell. And then, of course, you read the writings of Jacques Cousteau, who talks about the necessity of eliminating 365,000 people a day to bring the population back in balance. Or if you go to Elberton, Georgia, and look at the guidestones there, and they're engraved in stone in 8 different languages, English and Russian and Hebrew and Arabic and Spanish and Swahili and Chinese. They basically, point number one of the 10 commandments, talk about maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. They're talking about killing off over 90% of the world's population. There really are people who have a different world vision, and when you can understand that, you can understand why they kept insisting that there was nothing wrong with the mercury and childhood vaccines, and they poisoned and destroyed the minds of literally millions of American children. They're doing exactly the same thing with fluoride today. They know how toxic it is to the mind. Do you realize that no country in Europe will allow fluoridation? There are a few places in Ireland that are fluoridated, and I think maybe 10% of England, some area they don't like, but all the rest of England and all the rest of Europe does not allow water fluoridation. Do you realize that in many countries like India and China, they're trying to get the fluoride, even the natural fluoride that occurs out of the water? So why are we putting it in here? Very simply because it has a profound impact on the intelligence of the people. It has a profound impact on fertility rates. It doubles the incidence of heart disease. It attacks your thyroid and you become hypothyroid and you got to get on pills. And, of course, it actually lowers the testosterone level. It lowers sperm motility. This is all in the scientific studies. And if you want to read them, you can go to the journal Fluoride. It's up on the Internet. Or if you really would like to, we've actually summarized the whole thing in my talk, The Hidden Agenda. And then, of course, the syllabus goes with that. And we've actually just got the abstracts. We got permission from the magazine Fluoride, and we simply printed the abstracts of Freddie's work on population control and Phyllis Mullinex's work on what happens to the mind. Or if you don't want to get that, simply go to the website of the scientists and the lawyers and the engineers who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. Pull down everything on the website. It's not too much. It's maybe 50 pages, and read it. This is what they're trying to get the American people to know, but because the evil people control the media, most people don't know that they're poisoning and destroying the minds of our children.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and if you're out there, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, because we don't have a guest this afternoon. Our regularly scheduled guest, for one reason or another, isn't here, and all we get is a busy signal. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Pardon me, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to just become part of the conversation, and, of course, if you have something specifically you'd like to talk about, why, we'll talk about it. Otherwise, I want to get into water fluoridation, because that's how I started out. You know, most people aren't concerned about the genocidal epidemic that's depopulating Africa today, or the fact that over a quarter of a million American homosexuals and a quarter of a million other homosexuals have died of AIDS. Most people aren't concerned that almost a million people are infected with HIV and they're going to, of course, die from this disease, and it's totally unnecessary. Most people aren't concerned about the skyrocket incidence of autism, asthma, allergy, allergic disease, juvenile diabetes, and obesity in American children, or the rising rates of type 2 diabetes, cancer and chronic fatigue syndrome, and progressive neurological disease we're seeing in adults, unless, of course, it's you that is involved. But every person should be, because, of course, we're all made in the image and likeness of God, and what affects one person really does affect us all. John Doane had immortalized that concept in 1624 when he wrote this. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. And if a clod be washed away from the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were as well, in a manner of thy friends or thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind. Therefore never ask to whom the bell tolls, for it tolls for thee. And we've all heard that phrase, you know, for whom does the bell toll? Well, the bell tolls for all of us, because we are all in this thing together, and if we allow the evil people to continue doing what they're doing sooner or later, and I fear that it may be sooner rather than later, all of us are going to be involved in this genocidal program that wants to kill off over 90% of the world's population. Now, people call me almost every day and tell me their family and friends don't want to discuss what's going on in the world, or they don't want to hear what their views on what's happening. And I assure people who call that their plight isn't unique. The same thing's happening all across America, because the power elite, the invisible government, are the men who rule America, planned it that way. The ruling oligarchy gained control of our educational system almost a century ago, and programmed successive generations of our children to believe that what they're taught. And Bertrand Russell described the program in 1953 in his prophetic book, The Impact of Science on Society, and this is what he wrote. Scientific societies are as yet in their infancy. It is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology will give the government much more control over individual mentality than they now have, even in totalitarian countries. Fitchy was a writer at that time, laid down the education should aim at destroying free will, so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmaster would have wished. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just what's happening today. You criticize George Bush to most of the Christians in this country, and they'll be at your throat. After all, he's a Christian president. How dare you criticize our Christian president? Ladies and gentlemen, never judge a man by what he says. Judge him by what he does. Well, let me continue with the quotation from Bertrand Russell. This comes from his book, published in 1953, The Impact of Science on Society, and this is what he wrote. The Nazis were more scientific than the present rulers of Russia. If they had survived, they would probably have soon taken to scientific breeding. Any nation which adopts this practice will, within its generations, secure great military advantage. In aristocracy, all but 5% of the males and 30% of females will be sterilized. The 30% of females will be expected to spend their years from 18 to 40 in reproduction in order to secure adequate cannon fodder. As a rule, artificial insemination will be preferred to the natural method. Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebs would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. Those are the writings of that great humanitarian Bertrand Russell. And this is really what, of course, our rulers really want. They want a feudal system where you have a small group of feudal lords controlling the rest of us, and they have intentionally destroyed the minds of so many of our children. I was watching 60 Minutes on last Sunday evening. I don't know how many of you watched it 2 days ago, but they were interviewing a boy who had been part of, I think, four boys who'd beat a homeless man to death. And Ben Bradley was asking this boy, who's in prison probably for life, I mean, why did you do it? And the boy sort of looked blank and said, well, it was fun. How could it be fun? I don't know. Yeah. His mind simply had been destroyed. This is why he'd done what he did. And you have to understand that the mercury that they put in the vaccines, the fluoride that they're putting in the water, The NutraSweet and MSG that they're feeding all have an impact on the brain and are destroying it. And all this talk about what a poor educational system we have, and we do have a poor educational system, I wouldn't deny that, but nobody wants to say that the reason our children can't learn is because we've destroyed their brains. And by the time our children graduate from high school and they've had all of their mercury-laden shots and mercury-laden fillings and fluoride in their water and NutraSweet in their, you know, in their Diet Coke and all the things that they eat, their brains have been so altered that our children cannot compete effectively with children from other countries, from places like Finland and Latvia and Lithuania. They just cannot compete on the world scale, and you wouldn't want them to, after all. If you wanted a nation of slaves, you don't want smart people. In fact, during the era of slavery here in the United States, it was a serious crime for any slave owner to educate his slaves. And that's just what's going on in America today. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Would love to have you give us a call, because I think that all of this is so very important. And who do we have on the line? Oh, okay. We've got Dr. Cass Ingram then.
Partner. And
hello?
He's been delayed. So
hello?
He's been traveling.
I see. Is he available or not?
He should be here soon.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you have him give us a call when he gets in, would you?
Okay, fine.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much. And, of course, we were just simply talking about what Bertrand Russell had said. And let me repeat that one phrase. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. Could that really happen in the United States? Has a program been implemented? Is the power elite using diet and injections and injunctions to produce the sort of character in our young people and the sort of beliefs of our people that the authorities consider desirable? Is that why most Americans don't want to listen to you when you try to tell them what's going on in America today? Well, again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. We'd like to know what you think, what you believe. Well, I'd like to suggest that they have used diet, they have used injections, and I'm talking about the vaccines, which have not only a toxic effect because of the mercury and the aluminum and the other things in the adjuvants, but basically we're producing an artificial immunity, an artificial immune inflammation which affects the brain. And just about the time your mind begins to clear from one, they give you another series of injections. And I don't tell you that, quite frankly, I no longer believe in vaccination. I think that doing away with smallpox was really great. And I think that the program to do away with polio had a lot to be said for it. The only trouble is that they contaminated almost our whole population with a cancer-producing virus, simian virus 40. And then they switched over to the green monkey that has a cytomegalic virus, herpes-like viruses, and contaminated almost the whole population with those. So obviously we can't trust the people who make the vaccines, and we can't trust them. Why would you take any vaccine? They grew these vaccines for polio, the live polio virus, in the tissues of first the rhesus monkey that was contaminated with simian virus 40, and then the green monkey, which was contaminated with these cytomegalic viruses, these so-called stealth viruses, which our good friend Dr. John Martin has been talking about for so long. And we've created all sorts of chronic diseases and disability in our people, diseases that never had to happen. And if we can't trust them, we could say, well, they were just accidents. But if they were just accidents, why won't they admit it? Why won't they come clean? Why won't they admit that the mercury in the vaccines is responsible for the autism? And get those children treated so that their minds will clear, because I've heard it said many times, when you treat the children with autism, and of course you get rid of the mercury, it's almost like the veil lifts and their minds become clear. But they object to it. They've done everything they could to keep these children from ever living a normal life. You've got to be awfully evil to do that.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations. So if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and do you realize, of course, that when immigrant children come to the United States, they're far more healthy than children here, and there's a recent article that appeared in two relevant newspapers. One was written by Ken McLaughlin, who noted that the health of immigrant children gets worse the longer they live in the United States, concludes a new study released by the Los Altos-based Packard Foundation. When they arrive, children of immigrants, both legal and illegal, and mostly from third world countries in Latin America and Asia, have lower rates of asthma and obesity than American-born children. Children born to immigrant mothers also are less likely to have low birth weights or die as an infant than children born to native-born moms. Why would that be? because we're poisoning the moms. That's why it's all about. But we can't let the American people know that. Well, let's go to Rick, who's calling from Texas. Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
And how are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, that Bertrand Russell book, do you have that book in front of you?
No, I don't. I just have my notations on that, but I have a copy of it upstairs. I don't have it here.
That thing sounds like it's pretty explosive.
Oh, it really is. It's the impact of science on society, and you can get it up on the Internet. That's where I got my copy. Or go to your bookstore. It may still be in print, but The Impact of Science on Society, written in 1953, is such an important book. Now, you can actually get, of course, up on my Internet site. You will actually get a large part of that. I'm quoting here from my November 2004 newsletter, which is available on our website, and actually in our syllabus on the hidden agenda, the story of the fluoride deception, we actually reproduced several pages from the book because we got permission from the publisher. So we actually give you those pages that I quoted from.
Well, what he says there is exactly what happens when you tell people about the truth. They go back and they always talk about what their ninth grade science teacher told them to speak about evolution. It's exactly what he said, where they're going to take the opinion or the scientific fact given in the public school over anything they hear afterward. And it's amazing. It's a complete mind control, but
our job is, of course, to have the documentation. And then say, look, if you don't believe me, why don't you read these pages? And just tell me then what you think about it. Try to get them to think. Challenge them to read. And of course, if we can get them to listen to our programs, they'll start out thinking we're crazy. Before long, they'll be afraid we're not. And I've had that remark made by so many people who listen to our programs.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid America's in the position of where Israel was, well, the Southern Kingdom, before they were taken over by Babylon, where it's under a spirit of drunkenness. And it's, Jeremiah chapter 13 speaks of Israel as the southern kingdom. Now, the northern kingdom had already been dispersed. The southern kingdom, Judah and Benjamin. And God compares them to a loincloth. And he has Jeremiah go wear a loincloth and go to the river Euphrates and hide it in a hole in the rock. A hole in the rock. And after many days, he tells them to return, and he digs it up, and it's unprofitable. It's marred, and it's fit for nothing. He said, so will I make these people that refuse to hear my words. He says, they walk after the evil imaginations of their own heart. And he's speaking of Judah. And he said how he was going to do it was through drunkenness. And
sure.
He said he was going to cause the king, actually the prince that sits on David's throne, down to the pauper. All of them were going to be drunk. And the Webster second definition of drunkenness is dominated by some feeling as if by alcohol.
Sure.
And America is just, it's a combination of the technological advances we live in and just a natural slovenly way to what you can get by with living with. People tend to take the easiest route. And with the public training centers that David Rockefeller said what public education was, government training centers, it's almost like they're like in jail before they even get out and know how to think. Their minds are already in prison.
All right, but our job, of course, is to keep trying to reach them. And of course, if you tell them and I tell them and somebody else tells them, eventually they hear it the third or fourth time. They're going to say, hey, maybe that's true. Because that's all we really can do. We can't force them to believe. But as time goes by and things get worse, they're going to remember what you said, Rick. But you don't want to be a prophet. You just simply want to try to warn them. Because we're all in this together. We've got to get the American people to wake up. Whether they will wake up or not is not up to you and me. It's up to God. But our job is to do our best. That's what we're called to do. And we can't be criticized or feel that we failed. If we have done our best. So just hang in there, keep trying to tell people, try to get them to listen to the program. Believe me, I believe more and more people are waking up across America every day.
Okay, well, thank you.
Don't get discouraged. I mean, they want to give us this feeling of inevitability. And believe me, it ain't over until the fat lady sings.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calvin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, if you have a question, a comment, maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. It's so difficult for people to actually believe that anything could be this evil. But, of course, our theme is there's organized evil in the world, and some of the richest people in the world are by far the most evil. Well, certainly there's a fascinating symposium. It was put on back in 1962 by the SIBA Foundation, and it was called Man and His Future. And I was able to track down a copy of that, which I have in my library. And the keynote speaker was a man named Francis Crick, and he was a man who, along with Watson, actually found the spiral nature of DNA. And basically, of course, he felt that what we ought to do is begin putting things into the chemicals into the water supplies of nations, so that people who were not fit to have children couldn't have children. And he said this approach may run against Christian ethics, but I do not see why people should have a right to have children. We might be able to achieve remarkable results after 20 or 30 years by limiting reproduction to genetically superior couples. We might be able to achieve remarkable results after 20 or 30 years by limiting reproduction to genetically superior couples. And that's really what it's all about. This is an elitist concept. These elitists believe that they have the right to determine what will happen to the rest of us. And, of course, these are the people who work in the Council on Foreign Relations, or, of course, the next step up, the Trilateral Commission. And these are people of great wealth and great power. And you have to understand that these people, in my estimation, stage 911, all you need to do is, of course, go into the various investigating committees that looked into what happened on 911. The first committee was the Joint Intelligence Inquiry or Investigation, the Joint Intelligence Committee, headed by Porter Goss and certainly by Senator Robert Graham. Both happened to come from the Council on Foreign Relations. And then, of course, you had the next commission, which was the 911 commission, and, of course, that was headed by Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, both from the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Lee Hamilton that was a member of the Trilateral Commission from at least 1992 until the year 2002 or 2003. His name doesn't appear on the current membership list, but certainly he's one of the elitists. And then, of course, of the remaining eight members of the commission, why, two of them, Jamie Gorelick and John Lehman, were from the CFR. So, and then the executive director was Philip Zelikow, who was the man who ran the commission, and he came from the Council on Foreign Relations. So you had five of the 11 people on the commission. And some people say Senator Robert Kerry was a member of the CFR. I've seen that in lists, but I've never been able to find Robert Kerry's name listed as a member of the CFR, so I'm not about to pick that up. Maybe just frank disinformation they put out there so that anybody who used that fact would be discredited. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're putting out false information or disinformation all the time simply to discredit anyone who tries to point out what's going on. Because if you understand that there are people who are quite willing to kill hundreds of millions of people throughout the world with these population control techniques, why should we be surprised that they'd want to kill 6 million Americans on 911? Because, pardon me, 6,000 Americans on 911. They really thought 6,000 were going to die. And then, of course, when they didn't, they got the number down to 3,000. But they anticipated all those people in Morgan Stanley were going to die, too. And except, of course, the man in charge of security said, don't listen to the loudspeaker that's telling you to stay in the South Tower. Get out. Get out. We're under attack. And the people believe their chief of security rather than the authoritative voice over the loudspeaker that was telling those people to stay at their desks. And if they'd done it, they would have died. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with evil and wicked people. And when you understand that, you can understand so much of what we're talking about. We have examples in my November 2004 newsletter where the head of the Planned Parenthood organization, it was in October of 1969 when Frederick Jaffe, the vice president of Planned Parenthood World Population, sent a memorandum to Bernard Berelson, the president of Population Control, titled Examples of Proposed Measures to Reduce U.S. Fertility by Universality of Selective Impact. And the memorandum suggested, and I quote, restructure the family, encourage increased homosexuality, educate family limitation or for family limitation, and put control agents in the water supply. Put control agents in the water supply. They knew exactly what they were doing. If you go back and you read that seminar, Man and His Future, SEBA 1962, they even mentioned how the Swiss had put a fluoride in the salt, and of course, why were they putting it in? Well, they were talking about population control, but you never knew how much salt people were going to use. So some people would get excess salt, some people wouldn't get any salt, and so they sort of gave up that idea. You have to understand that they really want to control the population. Now, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. The following year, that is 1970, the Family Planning Perspective magazine, which is published right here in Santa Cruz where I live, published an article that stated, and I quote, in attempting to change the fertility behavior of the U.S. population, these and other writers would select from a range of measures varying from moderate, that is population education, to extreme, that is placing fertility control agents in the water supply. Of such Orwellian proposals as the addition of temporary sterility to the water or staple foods, Dr. Jerdak says, it's perfectly clear that the development of such a universal birth control agent is outside the realm of possibility in this century. Immunological approaches, though, probably slightly more easily implemented in an Orwellian society, that the addition of sterilant to food and water are still so far away that they do not merit serious consideration. Now, that was, of course, written back in the early 1970s, and you have to understand that they've been working on that. What can they add to food? What can they add to water to make you sterile so you can't have children? And when you study what fluoride does, you find that fluoridated water lowers the testosterone level. Have you ever wondered why so many men in their 40s began having erectile dysfunction? It's because, I believe, at least in part, their testosterone level is low. And why is it low? Because if you drink fluoridated water, or you are subject and exposed to excessive amounts of fluoride, and almost any amount of fluoride is excessive, why, of course, your testosterone level will fall, and, of course, you will become impotent or partially impotent, or you will have ED is, I think, the term that they use now, erectile dysfunction. And where is the outcry from the American people? You talk about this, people look at you, their eyes glass over. Ladies and gentlemen, the scientific studies show that the sperm count goes down, the mobility of the sperm is decreased, the fertility rate goes down in areas with fluoridated water. And if this is true, how would you conceal it from the American people? Why, you gain control of the American media. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. It's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Who do we have? Is it James? Vince. Hi, Vince. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad to talk to you, Dr. Monty. You are hitting the subject right on. I think this great epidemic in our time today. And it's very difficult to explain to people some of these issues because they get offended. They go, well, it's their science research that's done so well for us, and it's hard to convince them to say, no, it's not that. It's just the opposite. I used to practice acupuncture as a living there, and I just don't do that much anymore. But I do teach people, you know, what they should avoid in life, and vaccinations is certainly one of them. I've learned a lot from you, and I appreciate your program.
Thank you so very much. And I did acupuncture for a while too. I got so good at it, I began to sense the auras, and I figured maybe I better get out of it while I could. And of course, I did enjoy being an orthopedic surgeon much more than doing acupuncture. Although I was able to help a certain number of people with the acupuncture, did you find that to be the case?
Yes, that's very true there.
I really wondered what I was tapping into, and that really was why I began getting away from it. Although I would occasionally, even up to the time I retired, send people to acupuncturists that nothing else would help.
Can I share one other thing just briefly?
Sure, you can.
At our church, they were talking about things like that, Reiki healing and acupuncture and such. And it was an open Bible discussion. And I raised my hand and I said, well, I would say, folks, think of acupuncture and Reiki healing as white magic, if you would. And think of your Western medicine, such as your antidepressants and such, as black magic. After all, many of the medicines are derived from the fetuses. And I consider that black magic. And the church was just bump on the, you know, you could hear a pin drop, but at least I got the message across.
Well, you know, I really am concerned about But so many of these things about certain meditation techniques and about acupuncture, because I certainly think we may be opening ourselves up for things. And having, you know, interviewed our friend Johanna Michelson, who is actually a medium, who is involved with a psychic surgeon, and hearing her stories, these wonderful cures that she witnessed, and then I began to realize, of course, they were coming from the demonic realm. And so I sort of backed away generally from acupuncture. And I think that we are delving into things we really don't understand. I think maybe the Amish and the Mennonites have a much better approach to the world than we do, but we're trapped in the world we're living in. I just think we have to be constantly wary, and I share your concern about a lot of these psychotropic drugs they're giving people. Do you know what the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox and all of these things is? It's fluoride.
Fluoride.
These are fluoride compounds, and nobody ever tells the people. And of course, if the fluoride will, of course, have a profound impact, you know, on people, you know, when you take it in pill form, what do you think it does when you get it in the water? And everybody's getting it every day, and they know what they're doing. That's why Hitler and the Nazis fluoridated the water in the occupied areas during the Second World War, and that's covered in a wonderful book by Dr. R. Swinburne Clymer called The Age of Treason, that came out in 1957, about 4 years after Bertrand Russell's book came out, The Impact of Science on Society, we talked about earlier. And we know, of course, that he actually talks about how the communists use that in the gulag to keep the people in line. And we're using it all across America, and no other civilized country is fluoridating their drinking water. And we have to ask, is this part of God's judgment on America?
Yeah. Thank you so much for your program. I'm catching you very clear on 9.840.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And it's coming in very clear. It usually does. Your program usually comes in better than most others on shortwave.
Well, I'm so glad to know that. And of course, it's shortwave is sort of, you know, I've got people on the East Coast that tell me all they hear is birds chirping. But anyway, God bless them. Thanks so very much. And help us to get the word out and encourage people to listen. Thanks so very much. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Well, let me tell you what Dr. R. Swinburne Clymer put in his book, The Age of Treason. Now, this was written in 1957. It is common knowledge that the Asiatic dictators believed that sodium fluorides would cause miscarriage and abortion and directed its use for that purpose. If it is authoritatively shown that it will do this, or it is authoritatively shown it will do this. Rena M. Vail, a former communist and party worker, often appearing before investigating committees, wrote a book exposing the conspiracy of communism. Her book, Red Court, written in the form of a novel, was published in 1952 by the Nelson Publishing Company and contains a statement, and I quote, "In regions of the country where resistance was most apt to develop, we saw to it that the viral disease struck, and when antibiotics threatened our program, we devised other means of vitiating the populace. Fluoridation of the drinking water was found to be about the most successful. We directed our cadres in the medical and dental fields to beat the drum for protection of children's diseased teeth by adding fluorides to the water, and saw to it that no one informed the public that fluorides affected brain and nerve cells to such a degree that initiative was reduced." Let me repeat that. Fluorides affect the brain and nerve cells to such a degree that initiative was reduced. And then, of course, Senator Joseph McCarthy, you know, tried to warn people about the danger of communism. He didn't understand that it wasn't the communists who were behind all of these things. It was this ruling elite that we talk of, these people who worship a different god. And of course, you know, certainly have a whole different agenda for the world. These are people who really do not value human life, and they work through the Council on Foreign Relations and the foundations and in more recent years, the Trilateral Commission, which wasn't formed until 1973. But you need to get our material on the Trilateral Commission. You need to understand they're in total control of your government today. I mean, if you go back and read Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies written, back in 1979, Senator Goldwater talked about the purpose of the Trilateral Commission was to gain control of the financial and commercial interests by first gaining control of the government of the United States. The purpose of the Trilateral Commission was to gain control of the commercial and financial interests by first gaining control of the government of the United States, and they've done it. They've controlled every presidency since they inducted Jimmy Carter into the Trilateral Commission and Gersh gave him, the co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, Zygmunt Brzezinski as his, certainly as his advisor. And, of course, it was Brzezinski who planned this whole Islamic terrorist movement, who actually, you know, helped to bring the Ayatollah Khomeini to power in Iran and set up the situation that led to the Afghan War, that led to the formation of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And, of course, and our CIA, contrary to everything you've heard, our CIA worked with this whole Mujahideen movement, distributed copies of the Quran. The USAID spent $51 million on textbooks, indoctrinating the youth of Afghanistan in this radical form of the Islamic movement, and then, of course, many of them joined the Taliban, and then we could kill them when we attacked Afghanistan in 2001. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with organized evil. When you understand that, everything begins to make sense. Help us to get the information out. Help us to reach other people. Encourage them to listen to our programs. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our program here at the Genesis Communication Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we really do depend on those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day trying to awaken the American people to what's going on. And, of course, you can get our material off our website and pull down our newsletters, copy them. I keep them in, you know, in folders right next to me because there's a lot of information there and great quotations you're not going to find elsewhere. And, of course, we do hope that if you don't want to do that, we'll be glad to sell you complete sets of mine. My letters 2 or 3 years at a time, you know, and they're a great source of information. You need to have this at your fingertips. Now, we want to remind you we're going to have an all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area. It's going to be on October 29th, Sunday, October the 29th. We're bringing in Constance Cumby from Detroit, Michigan. She's going to give a couple of talks. We're going to have Chris Pinto. He's going to be here from Southern California. He actually produced the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. We got a great lineup. We hope you can come and bring as many people as you can. We'd like to get a great turnout. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, you're going to have to let us know ahead of time. We're serving lunch, so we have to know how many people are coming. And so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family, because believe me, we're on the front lines of this battle, and we're reaching people all across America. And then, of course, we mentioned before we want to try to get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's excellent book, Secret Records Revealed. That's Secret Records Revealed, and you can get a case of those books for $149.95. That's Dr. Cuddy's book. It's got added to it an index. It's got an epilogue. It's been brought right up to date. So if we can get enough people who want to get a case of the books, why, we'll go ahead and reprint it. If we don't, we're just not, the book won't get back in print. It's that simple. Because, of course, we, believe me, we're not making any money on what we do. We're just trying to get information out and trying, of course, to keep on the air as we are. So if you'd like to, I'd like to get a case of those books, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to get our material on population control, we've got a great DVD. It's called Planned Population Reduction. We have a population control special with books and video and 4-tape sets, things of that sort. If you'd like to understand what actually happened over in Vietnam, we've got some great 4-tape sets and videos. We've got the video 9-1-1 Contrived. And we've got the video The Day That Changed the World Forever. We have actually the 4-tape sets on 9-1-1 and 9-1-1 Updated and all sorts of books. If you'd like to understand what's going on from a spiritual point of view, we have something called the Pagan Agenda. That's the Pagan Agenda. And certainly we hope that you'll want to get that material as well. Now, we, of course, have a lot of books that are either out of print or not going to be available much longer. But our job is to get these out as far and wide as we can. Your job is to get the information and show it to others. If you want to understand water fluoridation, we've got a great syllabus. It's called The Hidden Agenda, that goes with the talk we give. And you can show people the studies. If you want to understand the war in Iraq, you need to get Iraq, The Untold Story, the syllabus, the videotape of that. And you'll actually get so many of the important documents you'll never see elsewhere. But, of course, the talk guides you through the syllabus. If you want to understand sustainable development, we have a talk on that, a video, a sustainable development, the road to world order, and then, of course, the syllabus and the 4-tape sets. But you need the documentation. You've got to help us get the information out. There's an organized effort to destroy our country by an elite group that worships a different god and dreams a different dream. So pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty and help us. And we'll be back in just a moment for the next hour here at Radio Liberty.
folks, Alex Jones here introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, because, well, right now, of course, we have another answering machine, and we didn't have a guest last hour. He, wasn't there, and now we're getting an answering machine from this guest, and boy, things are really, this is really a terrible situation, because I don't have anything to talk about, so we'd like to know what you would like to talk about. Now, yesterday, we had a fascinating guest. I don't know how many of you heard our program at 4 o'clock, but we had a gentleman, and his name was L.J. Chavez. That's L.J. Chavez, and of course, he was then a sergeant in the military with a very high security clearance, and it was on 9-1-1. When, of course, he was stationed in Florida, and they had known for several days that an order had been given out on a stand-down. Now, apparently, there was a standard technique. Whenever a plane was hijacked or went off course, why, the fighters were immediately, put up in the air to bring to accompany the planes and to monitor the planes. But somebody had changed the order just a few days before the 911 attack, whereas the planes were not to be launched without permission from Dick Cheney. And Dick Cheney was the one who said he was in charge of that. Now, what the exact stand-down order was, we don't know, and nor did Sergeant Chavez. But he did know that they had certainly changed the requirements, and instead of automatically the planes going up automatically to intercept hijacked planes, now these things had to be cleared at various levels. And, of course, everybody wondered why. Well, on the morning of 9-11, of course, as the planes were crashing into the North Tower and the South Tower, Sergeant Chavez said that he was actually checking the various computers there at the headquarters where he was working at some sort of, whether it was NORAD headquarters or one of the other headquarters, and there was on one of the desks an open document. It was a secret document of some sort, and he said that as he looked at it, there was a reference there to the fact that there was going to be a hijacking, and whether it was a military exercise, I'm not certain, and he really wasn't certain about it, but he thought it was a military exercise that involved crashing planes into the World Trade Center, the Sears Tower, the White House, and certainly some sort of a headquarters there on the west coast of the United States. And he noticed this, and he was rather taken aback by it. So there were those two things. First, that and the fact that on the very morning of 9/11, there were two military exercises, and at least one of them, Vigilant Guardian, involved the war games where they were going to hijack planes as part of the war games and pretend to crash them into American buildings. And as a result, they were actually inserting onto the television screens there at NORAD headquarters, and that the FAA headquarters what appeared to be the images of hijacked planes, only there weren't any real hijacked planes. It was all make-believe. The only trouble on 9/11, it wasn't make-believe, it was real. And this was a program to confuse the people who were monitoring what was going on that morning, and we'll talk more about that. But give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 right here at Radio Liberty. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It happens only twice a year.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN media kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and shortwave radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNLive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Don't miss out.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNLive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Chris, fortunately, we have Byron Richards with us now, and of course, Byron, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, so let's get back to something more mundane. We, of course, we're talking about 9/11, but let's talk about the things that, because you've been writing some things recently about what's going on. Do you want to talk about health issues, or do you want to talk about something else, or the other issues you've been writing on?
Well, today I had an article released called Bear Caught Deceiving the FDA, Dr. Stan.
All right, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, it's the latest. This is truly the next Vioxx scandal, and it has now landed in the FDA's lap. And what happened here is that since the end of 2005, Bayer, you know, the makers of Bayer Anderson, Bayer Aspirin, rather, they have a medication called Trazolol, which is used in cardiac bypass surgery. And back in December, the New England Journal of Medicine said this was a very dangerous medication and that it indeed would double the risk of kidney failure and that we could save $250 million in unnecessary drug costs and save 10,000 people a year from having failed kidneys as a result of the use of this medication that would, you know, then require dialysis. Well, the FDA, since that time, has been dragging its feet, and finally they had an advisory panel rule on this about 10 days ago, and of course the advisory panels, which are always, big pharma-friendly advisory panels, they decided that the New England Journal of Medicine article wasn't credible, and that indeed this medication, Trazolol, was safe and effective.
Well, I think that what point you're bringing up, Ira, is really so important, and that is they appoint these government commissions, and they're all stacked. They put people on there that will give the decision that they want people to have, and they're simply lying and deceiving people. But trouble is that tens of thousands of Americans are dying unnecessarily all across America every year because the FDA simply is not representing the best interest of the American people, but that of Big Pharma. Would that be an adequate statement?
That is very accurate. We see that these advisory panels, we've seen them with ADHD drugs, we've seen them with antidepressant medications. They are stacked against safety concerns and all in favor. Frequently, the representatives are connected with Big Pharma, and because of that, they're on the payroll in some way, shape, or form as consultants or advisors or marketing people. And here they are sitting on the panels judging if the very same medication is safe or not. It's just preposterous. But here, Dr. Stan, the plot really thickened in this situation because on Friday, the FDA took the absolutely unprecedented step of posting on their website that Bayer had hid safety data from them while the advisory panel investigation was going on. And the only reason this even came into the public is because a researcher that had been commissioned by Bayer called up the FDA behind the back of Bayer and said, you people should understand that there's a study that is going on right now that shows that this drug increases the risk for death, kidney failure, congestive heart failure, and stroke. And the Bayer hasn't even told you about it.
All right. Now, is this drug used ordinarily? Is it just used with cardiac bypass surgery, used with antidepressants?
It's basically an anti-bleeding drug. Uh-huh. So when they're doing grafts during, cardio bypass surgery and they have to, do grafting where there could be some blood loss, they use this drug to reduce the risk of bleeding and thus cut down on the rate of transfusion. Of course, there's other medications that aren't these new expensive designer drugs that, this is supposedly going to be a Bayer blockbuster drug. So it had $250 million in sales last year. It was expected to have $600 million in sales this year. And here we are 9 months into the year since the FDA was first, notified of this problem. And so, several hundred thousand Americans have been exposed to this during surgery already this year. The point is, they're not even told they're getting it, Dr. Stan, because this is put in their IVs as part of their surgery process. So they, Americans don't know they're getting it. And the Bayer, because of the problems earlier in the year, commissioned a study to help identify if there were problems. And they looked at 67,000 people who had gone through cardiovascular bypass surgery, and 37,000 of them had not had their medication, Trazolol. The other 30,000 did. And when they looked at this information, they found that there was a significantly increased risk for death, stroke, congestive heart failure, and kidney failure from their medication.
But, of course, then they concealed that. They knew what the results were, and they didn't tell the FDA, which, is, of course, really is criminal, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what most people would think. In fact, it's actually not. They must actually tell the FDA that they're conducting a trial, even if the results aren't in. So not only did they not tell the FDA they were even conducting a trial, but they already had the results in, and the results were extremely negative, and their scientists went in front of the FDA advisory panel and didn't mention it.
In other words, they lied.
Yes, exactly. And so the FDA put on their website for everyone to see that this took place. However, this is the real catcher here, Dr. Stan. The FDA did not take the drug off the market. They're gutless. They're absolutely gutless. They didn't take the drug off the market, even though they know Americans are being exposed right now, being killed by this medication, having their kidneys needlessly destroyed by this medication. They still leave it on the market.
Well, do we have any idea how many people we're talking about? Are we talking about a 50? Are we talking about 100? Are we talking about 1,000? Do we have any idea how many?
Well, we know that in terms of the kidney failure issue, we know it's, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, somewhere between 10,000 and 11,000 people a year. Last year, 2005, had needless kidney problems as a result of this.
Okay.
As the total number of deaths, nobody knows exactly what that number is at this point. But the study that Bayer commissioned showed that there was statistically significant increased risk for death from congestive heart failure and stroke. And so because this is happening during or following cardiovascular bypass surgery, many times this would have just been blamed on the condition of the person, you see. And so, but it's unmistakable what they found out here because they compared it to people going through the same procedures with not, as dangerous a medication and not having the same outcomes. So, you can rest assured that if Bayer actually had a good outcome in their study that they were hiding, they would have been waving it in front of the face of the advisory panel, making a claim as to how safe their medication was.
Now, of course, apparently one of the doctors involved in this had a conscience. He called up the FDA, told him what had happened. Did the FDA then call Bayer and ask for the study, or what happened?
Well, exactly. The FDA called Bayer, and Bayer put out a written statement claiming that, or stating that, yes, the failure to disclose the information was a mistake on the company's part.
A mistake. In other words, but they always make these mistakes in one direction or other. When you're dealing with human life and you murder people, it's not simply a mistake, or at least you're held responsible for involuntary manslaughter, unless, of course, you work for a big corporation, and then that is just a mistake.
Well, even if we can't give Bayer the benefit of the doubt, Dr. Stan, because of their history. Their history of behavior in similar situations is not good. One story that the New York Times reported on in 2003, they did a huge expose on what had gone on in the 1980s. Bayer was caught by the FDA, well, actually Bayer was informed by the FDA that it was likely that they were selling AIDS-tainted blood to hemophiliacs in the United States. Bayer dragged this on for several years, giving all kinds of hemophiliacs AIDS. When the FDA finally made them stop selling the drug, they turned around and sold it overseas, and they even produced more of the blood, knowing it was AIDS-tainted, and continued to sell that overseas until the FDA finally brought it to the public. But the FDA was simply trying to help Bayer avoid lawsuits, which is what they're trying to do in this current situation.
Well, of course, I've always looked upon that as really for sort of a genetic effort to have certainly purify the gene pool. This is sort of what the Nazis did. But, hemophilia is a terrible disease. And if you could simply kill the people off with that contaminated blood, why, you would do a society a favor. At least that's how certainly the elitists would look at that. We know that they did that in Japan. We know that the Japanese doctors knew that they were going to kill the hemophiliacs and did the same thing in France. They did the same thing in Canada, and nobody,
France. Do you know why that is, Dr. Stan? It's because the elite view the hemophiliacs as the black sheep of their family.
And it's really sort of a matter of genetic cleansing. This is what the Germans did. That's why they wanted to kill the
Jews.
Yes, but
it's a genetic cleansing of the elite, Dr.
Right.
Stan,
yeah,
because most hemophiliacs are in the blue bloodlines, and not all, but most are. And so, you know, you're part of the blue blood family and part of the elite as long as you don't have, you know, the clotting problem. As soon as you have the clotting problem, you become a black sheep, a hemophiliac, and in under that unfortunate situation for these people, they are ostracized from their families as inferior, which, of course, goes against the elite's belief in that, you know, they're the greatest thing that ever happened.
And it really, it's so difficult for people to believe that there really would be people who feel this way and so callous and indifferent to human suffering. I mean, I've dealt with the hemophiliacs. I treated the hemophiliacs. I wept with them. Well, I practiced medicine because they would have many orthopedic problems. And yet, here's a program, a planned program to eliminate them. Nobody in the United States was ever held responsible. Bill Clinton was involved in the effort to collect the contaminated blood from the prisons there in Arkansas and sell that in Canada where they actually made other blood. I don't know whether Bear did that or who did it, but it went to Canada. It went all over the world, killing off the homosexual population. I mean, how could anything be that crass and indifferent? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with crass and indifferent people. And until we recognize that, we can't understand what's going on.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, Salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GC and Live for a free gift.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Byron Richards, who we're talking about the problems that inherent in one of the drugs that Bayer puts out that is being used for cardiac bypass surgery with disastrous results. The FDA knows about it. The FDA will not pull the drug off the market, because if they do, they'll increase the liability, Bayer's liability. You pull the thing off the market, all those people who've died or had strokes or lost their kidney function or been put on dialysis, you know, would be able to sue. But I hope they're going to sue anyway. I hate to see lawsuits in medicine. But when you have totally irresponsible, people working in government, what else can you do? And I hate to see the doctors get sued. And if they really understand, what they're doing and continue using this dangerous drug, there's no excuse for it. But some of the other drugs worked pretty well before they came up with this dangerous one, didn't they?
Absolutely. There was never, a problem with an effective alternative. But so much today, we see it with the antipsychotic medications and the antidepressant medications and the ADHD medications. The drug companies have 15-year patents, and all they want people to do is get hooked on and using their most expensive drugs, even though the older drugs work just fine. I mean, we saw that today where the British health authorities had commissioned a study on the atypical antipsychotics, and the researchers could not believe that the older medications, which are dirt cheap, not covered by patents anymore, were more effective than the atypical antipsychotics that they have on the market right today that are bankrupting the American health system. In other words, Eli Lilly, for example, has $4 billion in sales on Zyprexa, and it doesn't work any better than dirt cheap medication that was out years and years earlier. That's the new findings that are just coming out. So we see this happening all the time, where the profitable drugs are driving the pharmaceutical market, and the FDA just sits around on their hands, letting people be injured, children be injured with these atypical antipsychotics, and doing nothing to protect the American public.
Have you ever noticed how on television they'll always have, well, now, is this drug right for you? Why don't you ask your doctor? Why don't you ask your doctor, knowing full well that the drug company has sat there and detailed people around, the doctor has been besieging him with all sorts of advertisements. They send through the mail that they actually put forward at the medical meetings. They hire people to go into the medical meetings. And of course, the doctor is going to say, well, gee, it must be pretty good, because everybody's talking about it. And it's all part of a sales pitch. And many times these drugs are either worthless or really, frankly, harmful.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right, and I hate to say it, Dr. Stan, but there's a number of physicians who truly are for hire, because I talk to drug company reps who no longer work for the drug companies, and their biggest barrier to making a sale to the doctor is who's got the biggest perk, and so if they're not offering a big enough perk compared to one of their competitors' drugs, that's where all the doctors are going, to the biggest perk. So we see that what drugs patients get in many situations these days are determined by how much money the big pharma is willing to spend personally for the doctors. And that's a tragedy. That shouldn't be happening at all.
Well, of course, I know very well many times they would invite doctors to a big dinner and they would give them a big pep talk on this, but I certainly was never offered any sort of money for using a drug, although I did have a couple of offers like, you use our MRI machine, well, you can make $100,000 a year. And I just said, that's unethical. I wouldn't even consider it. Don't even bother to call me again.
So, well, that's right. But especially with these atypical antipsychotic medications, the competition, because there's no data. See, they're all being used in children, but there's no approved FDA use for them in children. In fact, they're not even approved for anyone under the age of 18. Yet doctors, based on being given perks basically, I call it bribes, are prescribing billions of dollars of this medication.
Well, what do you mean by perks? I really don't understand.
Oh, well, it's who's got the biggest program. It's the dinners. It's the golf games.
I never had an invite for a golf game.
Yes. Well, that's what they're doing today. Is now the standard. It's how much money can you spend on me? What vacation can you send me on to talk about your drug? How luxurious is it? And how many dinners out are involved? And how many free samples do I get? And so on and so forth. And the targeting on this is to find quote unquote celebrity doctors who are kind of opinion leaders in a particular field or area. Those are the ones who get the most financial gain thrust down upon them to get others to kind of follow along with them.
Well, I remember, of course, they used, of course, to hire doctors and to go to the doctors' meetings and talk about this. They were sort of billed as experts on this, and of course, they would be paid for giving a talk. This is wrong. Anybody's being paid to push a drug, and I think most doctors are ethical and honest people, but I'm afraid that there are a few of them especially today, have put their ethics behind them.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest this afternoon is Byron Richards. We're talking about the scandal with Bayer. And, of course, you have to understand that a Bayer company has been involved goes all the way back to the Nazi era, when they were involved in many of the atrocities that were carried out there. But none of the people were actually punished. We make a big issue of, oh my goodness, those terrible Nazis, we're going to punish them all. But if you've ever read anything on Operation Paperclip, about, of course, the Nazi war criminals were brought to America, and the 10,000 Nazi war criminals that were actually helped to escape to South America by your CIA and MI6, British Intelligence. And if you haven't read, of course, we have a four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. We actually have a book called The Medusa File that goes into the background of that. But there's a great deal of good information why we need to get this out across America. So understand that Bayer, and of course Byron is talking about many of the things they've done in the past, certainly the release of HIV-tainted serum, anti-hemophiliac serum that they knew was going to kill people, and then the Bacall, and more recently this new drug that's used during cardiac surgery. So I don't think we're going to be able to get any action out of government, because government, by its very essence, well, we have some of the finest bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. that money could buy.
Well, that's right, and Big Pharma is the number one purchaser of lobbying on Capitol Hill. So the White House and both sides of the aisle, both the Democrats and the Republicans, they have their hands very, very deep in the Big Pharma cookie jar. And so that's part of the problem. Now, it's particularly interesting that the FDA is taking a stalling game, because this is a time-honored procedure. I call it partial admission. So when the drug companies or a chemical company is being confronted with massive lawsuit damages, what they do is they admit partial responsibility, and which is what the FDA has done. The FDA was blindsided here, but really what they should do is take the drug off the market. Instead of that, they're saying, well, you know, this is dangerous, but it might have been something else. And so because of that, it might have just been the health of these people, and so we don't really know, so we're just going to leave the drug on the market. The net effect of that is it exposes Americans to death and kidney damage while they're trying to figure it out. Even if they were going to let the drug back on the market later, they need to stop it right now and figure out what's really going on. They have overwhelming evidence that Americans are being harmed by a German company. I've got to point this out. A German company is willfully, apparently, harming Americans intentionally in the name of profit. And that's not a good thing to just let go.
I agree with you totally. Well, right now, let's get your website up one more time so people will know how to get your website and how to get your material.
Well, my website is wellnessresources.com, and individuals can go there. They'll see the book Fight for Your Health, which is a terrific book that really goes through the whole history of how this collusion between Big Pharma, the FDA, governments, Wall Street, and the war machine, how it all became one big collaborative effort. I go into the details of it and explain exactly how it's manifesting today so people can actually understand that the FDA is not working in the best interests of one and all.
All right, fine. And, of course, if you'd like, of course, to get the latest article, you'll find it at newswithviews.com. That's
absolutely
newswithviews.com. Go there, and you can pull down a number of Byron's articles. Let's go to Mike, who's giving us a call here. Mike, did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi, Stan. Two things real quick. One is you referred to Clinton and the tainted blood. That was the Red Cross that was taking care of that for him, helping him out. And most of that blood went to Canada, as
right.
far as I understand. And anybody can find that. I think the article is still up. Just search Clinton, prisons, tainted blood, Arkansas, Red Cross, stuff like that. You'll find it. The second thing, I want to ask your guest about imipramine and the side effect of pulmonary fibrosis, if he knows anything about that.
No, I don't. I'm not sure on that one.
All right.
Okay.
I can't help you on that. Anything else, Mike?
Nope. Apparently, there is a side effect, though. It's an antidepressant, and it'll kill you.
All right, fine. Well,
there are so many side effects on the antidepressants. Eli Lilly knew that Prozac increased suicide risk before the drug even went on the market, and they've hid that. Those documents have come out in some of the lawsuits that have been filed against them from people who have committed suicide on Prozac.
I'm sure it's the families of the people who committed suicide.
Well, Prozac is about as deadly as fluoride, right?
Well, it is. It's a fluoride compound, but they're not going to tell people that.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Mike. Well, you know, the thing is that I think it's so important that there are so many things that can be done to maintain our health. And, of course, one of the biggest problems is that we get, of course, used to taking all these medications rather than changing our diet and taking the food and nutritional supplements that will overcome so many of these things. In fact, I have a very good friend of mine who is actually into nutrition, who really feels that a lot of these psychological problems and depression problems can be countered by proper nutrition.
Well, that's right. Nutrients are how our brain cells are built. And people don't understand sometimes. Our brains are the fattiest organs in our body next to our livers. I mean, they're 50% fat if you take out the water. And when people are eating French fries and potato chips and junk fats and partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, they're going to build their brain cells out of this absolute garbage. And how efficient are brains supposed to be? Well, you know, it's garbage in, garbage out is the simple basic equation on it. So people need to get the higher amount of omega-3 oils into the diet. DHA is a particularly effective supplement for building healthy brain cells. Another one of mine, in fact, at Wellness Resources, we use a molecularly distilled DHA, which has absolutely no mercury in it whatsoever, which is a great option because people eating a lot of salmon and tuna, you just never know how polluted the fish is. So, you know, molecularly distilled DHA, that's something that Wellness Resources uses. Phosphatidylserine, another terrific nutrient for helping to build healthy brain cell membranes. So people have options to fortify their diets. Eat high-quality fats. You don't want to eat fat from a toxic animal. You want animals that were running around and happy and had good diets and relatively good lives. Those are the animals that have good quality fat that is worth eating for humans.
Our right for life telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to. I'd like to talk to Byron, who's really, of course, talking today primarily about what's happened as far as Bayer Pharmaceutical is concerned. And once again, of course, they have lied to the government. They actually had a special government FDA panel that determined the person was nothing wrong with their product that they were using during cardiac bypass surgery. And they determined that because Bayer intentionally withheld the information about a study they'd done that showed the disastrous effects of their drug. Now, how can you possibly, you know, have a panel when you don't provide the proper information? You have to understand that nothing ever happens to these companies when they kill people. And I believe somebody has to be held responsible.
Well, there's no question about it. I don't think the executives at Bayer would do this if they knew that they'd have to be they could be criminally charged for murder. You know, obviously when you're dealing with a, you know, all drugs have risks, and cardiovascular bypass is very serious. But if your company all of a sudden became aware that your medication might actually pose increased risk for death, it would be within their best interest to be forthcoming with that and let everybody know. I think everybody could appreciate that that was a responsible way to act. But when you have a company intentionally hiding serious risk data from the FDA, from the American public, just so that a potential blockbuster drug can keep selling hundreds of millions of dollars worth of sales, then we see what the real motivation is. It's not health. It's not improved health care. It's money. And it's just that simple. And they know that nobody in that company is going to face a criminal trial for murdering Americans.
And, of course, we talk a lot about this sort of thing, and a lot of people say it couldn't be true. Actually, of course, we've had a lot of experience with a book called The Truth About the Drug Companies, written by Dr. Marcia Angel, who is a professor at Harvard, who was at one time the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, who tried to bring the truth out about what was going on and about the billions of dollars were being made over the bodies of Americans. And she was so viciously attacked that she even got to the point I could never reach her by email. Why? Because if you speak about this sort of thing and try to get it out to the American people, and you have a reputable physician, why, they'll destroy your career. They really will, won't they?
Well, there's no question about it. They want to control health care. That's the big thing. And so many of the issues that you speak on, Dr. Stan, that get out into world politics, and so on, where we have these cover-ups, people have to realize that health care and health freedom is on the leading edge of what a government wants to do to control its citizens. And that's why this happens. And so we end up with public health in the name of control. That's why in our society there's such a fixation on mental health drugs and antipsychotic drugs and ADHD drugs. The health authorities want to control the brains of our population. They want, with these drugs in our children, to separate the loving mother-child bond with these medications. These medications will absolutely, across the board, undermine the connections of a mother to her child and the child to both the family and the community, and they turn them into puppets that can then be controlled and brainwashed by the propaganda spewed out so that they'll sit there motionless while all kinds of things happen. This is what they want.
I think everybody should go ahead and get a copy of Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. It was written 50, 60 years ago. It came out about the same time as George Orwell's 1984. We talked about how they wanted everybody on drugs of one sort or another, as they were going to call it Soma, and you'd be just so happy you just wouldn't care about anything if you're on these drugs. We've got millions of children on Ritalin, and it has a profound impact, and sometimes they will never get over the effect of that drug. Why are we doing this? Well, my goodness, you know, they're hyperactive. They misbehave in class. And, of course, since you can't discipline any child, why, a lot of them are going to continue being, you know, undisciplined in class. And then, the solution is we'll give them a drug. We'll quiet them down. They won't be disruptive anymore.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. We're using drugs now to modulate behavior. So children apparently need powerful schizophrenic atypical antipsychotic medication because they have bad moods or a bad breakfast, and so now they're unruly or they have behavioral issues. This requires a drug that costs $500 a month, and the person paying for it is the American taxpayer. And the states are going bankrupt from this absolutely completely illegal off-label use of medication that the FDA, once again, sits around and does nothing whatsoever to curtail. They just allow an off-label use of a drug never proven to be effective in children under 18. In adults 18 and over, it has horrendous side effects such as diabetes, cardiovascular problems, nerve-related Parkinson's-like nerve damage, and they're giving it to our children. The largest user of these drugs are children under the age of 9.
Are you speaking now specifically of Ritalin?
No, I'm speaking of the atypical antipsychotic medications, which are now given to children with ADHD along with Ritalin.
All right, so what are those? Because I'm not acquainted
with it. Well, Zyprexa is the big one. That would be an example of one.
All right, fine. I'm a little out of the loop now.
Well, yeah, and basically all they've done is come up with new and more expensive medications. But these new medications, 40% of them are going to children with ADHD to go along with the narcotic stimulants that they're giving them. These new atypical antipsychotics are used basically to just control their behavioral outbursts. So they want them to focus and behave, and they have a absolutely unbelievably powerful drug combination, which is extremely detrimental to health. I mean, these antipsychotics cause diabetes. They cause obesity, and this is going on in our children who we already have an obesity epidemic. So it's just absolutely ridiculous, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think there's so many things that are being done to damage the health of our children, and we hear all this talk about, we have this epidemic of obesity, but why do we have? Well, I don't think it's McDonald's fault at all. I think that many of the things that we're taking, like the NutraSweets and the MSG, will produce pathological obesity in every animal, which you're never going to get.
There's no question about it. A lot of the companies know that taste is addictive and very powerfully wired, and so they use these neurostimulant chemicals like MSG and aspartame, and these things cause excitotoxins to form in the brain. And those same excitotoxins, when they first enter into the brain, give a little surge of pleasure, which is what gives them their addictive link. And when this happens, people then crave that same food. And, of course, it's loaded with junk fat and garbage. But, boy, it keeps them going right back to the same fast food producer to eat from the same trough every day, the same garbage. And so it's a huge problem. I mean, we see this happening in every society that gets away from their traditional diets of good, wholesome food and goes on to the refined, chemically tainted Western diet. Disease rapidly sets in. Heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, all of these diseases of aging are dramatically made worse by the poor quality of our diets.
In fact, it really is rather frightening to see the dramatic increase in the rate of Alzheimer's disease. It's really almost epidemic, isn't it?
Well, it is. Cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, all of these things are out of control. And what we're seeing here and what we're going to see from the children now that are on the Ritalin and all these ADHD medications is that they're frying their brains on these drugs. So when they get to be 40 and 50, unfortunately, they're going to have brains composed of down phone lines and phone wires, and they're going to have a very hard time making brain connections that work in the animals, in the mice that they've studied with these medications. When they're older, their brains don't work right, and the animals are significantly depressed because they can't get any energy to run through their nerves because they basically sizzled it out taking narcotic stimulants in their childhood. Well, we're conducting that same experiment on our children. It's going to accelerate all of these problems with cognitive decline. We're going to have a generation that needs extreme care that I don't even know how society is going to do it, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think it's so difficult for, you know, the average parent out there to think that the government would allow this thing to happen and that we'd allow these things would be harmful to the minds of our children. And we often hear it said, why, who would want to hurt children? How would you respond to that?
Well, Big Pharma sees children as a profit center. You know, Big Pharma cannot make money selling drugs to treat disease. There's no profit in that whatsoever. They must have new markets. They must have new markets. The best new market on earth is children, because they're going to be there for a long time, and the more children they can get on drugs, that's an emerging market. So that's how they see it. They see it as a market segment, and it has become huge. We have over $10 billion worth of these atypical antipsychotics being sold to children. We have over $4 billion of attention deficit drugs being sold to children. We have another $5 to $10 billion of antidepressants being sold to children. I mean, we are talking huge economy that didn't exist 20 years ago that has been created by Big Pharma to, make money. That's all it is.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
For you. And of course. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope that you understand that we're not getting the truth about so many things. We do carry a book called The Truth About the Drug Companies by Marshall Angel. That's The Truth About the Drug Companies by Marshall Angel. I've read Byron's book, Fighting for Your Health. I think it's an excellent book, and I thought we were carrying it, but apparently not. If not, I think we're going to carry it because we think it's an important book as well. And he is very, very articulate. Now, we have, of course, a couple of books, one by Dr. One of the doctors we have here, Carolyn Dean, and it's called Death by Medicine. And then we have another book by Dr. Strand called Death by RX. We carry a book, The Miracle of Magnesium. We have a great book on statin drugs. It's a very inexpensive little book on statin drugs. And the statin drugs are one of the greatest scams ever put over on the American people. And then, of course, we carry my favorite, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. And that's really almost like an encyclopedia, but something every one of you should have. We have several books on aspartame, excitotoxins, the taste it kills, and then we have that great big thick book, it's almost 1,000 pages, on the danger of NutraSweet, which is in almost everything you eat, and they know it produces pathological obesity, they know it produces cancer, they know it destroys the brain, it creates neurodevelopment abnormality, but you're dealing with wicked and evil people. And when you understand that, and it's very hard, I think, for most people to understand, they think this is all about money. It's really not. There really are evil and wicked people out there. And you're going to have to be responsible for your health. And that's why you really need to get Dr. Blaylock's book. If you are on statin drugs or know somebody, you need to get our 4-tape set on statins or the book about that. You need to learn about magnesium and so many other things. And if you'd like a free copy of our health catalog that it lists all sorts of books and products, and of course we carry the Berkey products, you can get water that doesn't, have fluoride in it. And of course they're poisoning our people with water fluoridation. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't want you to know. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get a free copy of our health catalog. And then, of course, if you would like to get any of the books we've talked about, they're all listed there. And let me suggest the Berkey water filters. You want to get the fluoride out of your drinking water. And believe me, it is toxic. They know it's toxic. They just don't want you to know. And if you doubt what I'm saying, you need to get our talk and our syllabus on this that has all the scientific studies. But if you can't do that, go to fluoridealert.org. That's fluoridealert.org. Don't go to com. They put that up to trap you. Most people go to com. And that's put up by the American Dental Association that is pushing a program to poison the people of America. But go to fluoridealert.org. Dr. Paul Conrad, he's a professor of chemistry, trying to warn the American people. They're poisoning your children. And then, of course, if you want more information, it's www.NTEU. That's the National Treasury Employees Union. NTEU280.org, and get their material. Pull it down and read it. But let me suggest specifically that you get our book, The Fluoride Deception, that you get our 4-tape sets on this. We have DVD on it. But we actually have a talk called The Hidden Agenda, And then, of course, you can get the syllabus that goes with that, that has all the scientific studies you'll ever know, to convince you or anybody else that they are intentionally poisoning the people and the children of the United States, lowering the testosterone level, because, of course, fluoride lowers testosterone. Why do so many people have sexual dysfunction? Men have sexual dysfunction? It was planned that way. Lowers the level, the mobility of the sperm. The sperm count produces increased Down's disease. And there really are people out there that know everything that I'm telling you. They just don't want you to hear it. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass?